For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
According to the latest UN report, Afghanistan now produces nearly 90% of the world's opium, the source of heroin. President Karzai's spokesman announced Wednesday that the Afghan government has received assurances that the United States and Britain, quote, have never in the past and will never in the future support any aerial spraying, end quote, of Afghanistan's poppy fields. Last Tuesday, the Washington Office on Latin America said the retail price of 1 gram of heroin in the United States has fallen 75% over the last 25 years. The White House's Office on National Drug Control Policy has confirmed the figures. Ron Broadwater, Special Agent for the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Identification and Investigation, said in November that the purity of heroin in the U.S. is now so high that the drug no longer needs to be injected and may be snorted or smoked instead. Agent Broadwater noted that this high-potency heroin has become a serious national problem over the last 2 years. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
December 5th marked the 71st anniversary of the end of alcohol prohibition. December 17th will mark the 90th anniversary of the continuance of drug prohibition. Our guest next week on Cultural Baggage will include Dr. Richard Evans, head of the Texas Cancer Center, and Frank Smith, the oldest drug reformer I know, who at 80 years old simply wants to see marijuana decriminalized before he passes from this earth. Now, besides the growers and the smugglers and the street corner sellers, the drug war has been a strong success for the bankers, the pharmaceutical companies, the alcohol companies, the tobacco companies, the prison builders, the prison guards, the police unions, and millions of others who profit from this misery. Always needing something akin to another Soviet 5-year plan and a few $100 billion more dollars, they're going to wipe drugs off the face of this earth. And of course, nobody believes it, but nobody dares to speak against such great authority either. We'll be talking about that hypocrisy. We'll be spelling that hypocrisy. We'll be trying to explain to you how you are part of the sham when you fail to speak up. 90 years. Just how long do you want the drug war to last? It's really up to you. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.